Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Most are afraid of being single because accompanied with the word single are the words loneliness, alone, and being unhappy. Have you seen a restaurant with 5, 7, or 9 chairs? Rare. Usually we would see 2, 4, or 6 chairs. The world promotes dating and relationships. Sad to say. Being single is seen in a negative way. We think one is undesirable, ugly, or unwanted. But there are really individuals meant to live a single life. Super unlucky in love, or because they chose a career that makes them single, like priests and nuns. There is a difference between being lonely versus being alone. Some people are alone but happy, and some people are lonely but sadly have company. People have to see the difference between the two. We also have to bear in mind that it is not a requirement to have a relationship to be complete or to be happy. But sadly, the society perceives that one should have a relationship to be happy. We associate happiness with relationships, which is not totally bad, but one should not be pressured to have a relationship just to feel complete or happy. For at the end of the day, we are responsible for our own happiness. We should not owe this to anyone else. Also, at the end of the day, the most important relationship is the relationship we have with ourselves. Don't be afraid to fall in love with yourself. I added this episode to the podcast because people think that February is about couples and romantic relationships. Nonetheless, the best relationship we could ever have is the relationship we have with ourselves. If there is someone we should go back to, honestly, that is ourselves. I have been single for more than a year and I realize I can be happy being single. Sometimes we enter relationships for validation, but the greatest validation should come from ourselves. We ourselves should look at ourselves in the mirror and say, "You are amazing. You are great. You are loved." As you look at the mirror, you have to realize that self-love, self-worth would be the greatest love of all. It is important to emphasize on these important points. It is perfectly fine to fall in love with yourself. It is perfectly fine to set standards for yourself. It is perfectly fine to be single. At episode 1, I mentioned that this podcast is to empower, educate, and inspire. Remember that the greatest empowerment is empowering yourself. How do you know my?